I find this very, very interesting news. I really do, Tom. I mean, when you consider that the White House earlier this week said President Obama would sign into law this earmark-laden bill, 8,000 earmarks, has such spending in it as $300,000 for a Montana World Trade Center, $381,000 for jazz at the Lincoln Center, $1.7 million to study pig odor. And when you consider there have been a series of big spending bills since President Obama has taken office, I would suggest to you that this is really the first roadblock, if you will, to any big spending. And it came by Senate Democrats, Evan Bayh, Russ Feingold, other Democrats and Republicans, who just said this bill was, the omnibus was just too much. They could not bear it and would not approve it. And they basically, the Senate put the brakes on this thing. And Senate Leader Harry Reid has announced that Republican changes, amendments will be allowed to the bill.
So in the meantime, then, Dick, it looks like they're going to have to extend the continuing resolution. Are we likely to see that before the end of the day?
Yes, I think so.
In theory, midnight is when things stop.
Yes, exactly. The government is about to run out of money, and I think certainly all the federal employees may be tuned into that and aware of that, that that authority runs out at midnight. But there are all indications that the Senate will pass a stopgap or emergency spending measure that will keep the government in business. I don't know of anybody on Capitol Hill who's talking about allowing the government to close. And, you know, the Senate can do this, I believe, by what they call UC, unanimous consent, so all the senators don't need to be in the chamber to get that done. And, you know, so let's keep our eye on the donut and not on the hole. I think that government will continue to run, but what I find very interesting is the first hurdle to big spending. We've seen big spending bill after big spending bill, but apparently this one was just too much to swallow with the 8,000 earmarks. So it's going to be interesting to see what changes come to this $410 billion spending bill. Let me also hasten to add, besides the earmarks, this spending bill that the Democrats have put together is an 8% spending increase from 08 to 09. Now, anybody wants to look in their paychecks and recently got a raise, anybody who got 8%, I think, is pretty lucky. This is more than double the inflation rate, and by any measure is big, big spending.
So there is resistance then, probably unexpected, to President Obama coming from a couple of members of his own party. That's kind of a twist development I don't think we quite expected.
I think that's right. And I think, as I say, I think it's the first time we've really seen the hands go up and say stop on big spending. I think it is the first big slap at big spending since January, and it'll be interesting to see exactly where this goes.
Well, this feistiness, I think we've seen a little bit in another bill. It's not a spending bill, but the bill to have bankruptcy judges change the terms of mortgages that
Good
passed
point.
In the House. The Senate, it's not looking so sure that the Senate is really going to go along.
Very good point. Something I wasn't thinking at when I was thinking about the spending bill, and that is the Democratic proposal, President Obama's proposal, to allow bankruptcy judges to reset the terms of mortgages. The House has put a brake on this and slowed things down. And, you know, it says to me, you know, there's so much talk about Democratic control of Washington, Democratic control of the House and the Senate, and 60 votes in the Senate. And yet here it's been Democrats, individual Democrats, who've put the brakes on these things and sort of made moot this whole argument about Democrats having their way on everything.
Well, I think part of the phenomenon, too, is, and by the way, we're talking with Dick Giuliano of CNN, kindly joining us this morning with his analysis from down on the Hill. We're seeing that sort of a phenomenon that reasserts itself periodically in Washington, and that is, especially in the Senate, you have 100 people in the world's most exclusive club. They all have an ego that's pretty much matches that of whoever is president. This
yes,
is not a you know, comment on any particular president or any particular senator, but they like to get on their hind legs once in a while and say, wait a minute, we matter also.
Yeah, there's the old saw that every senator looks in the mirror and sees the next president of the United States. But, you know, I think that this is a little deeper than that. Mm-hmm. You know, regardless of which side of the fence you come on, you fall down on this big spending plan like the $410 billion omnibus bill, which is spending for 2009, leftover business from last year. I come away with the sense that, oh, this is kind of what the framers of the Constitution and the founders intended, with the Senate being the saucer that cools the hot tea, that individual members can stop things. And because they don't have the 60 votes needed to get over the filibuster, this is probably what the framers intended, to have everybody just stop a moment, catch their breath, and think about what they're doing and whether it's the right thing to do.
Well, thinking of breath and breathtaking, of course, beyond this is the 2010 spending. We don't know all the details yet. We just have the spending outline that's been issued.
Yes.
But in April, we'll have the 1,000-page version. This doesn't bode well for quick, easy, smooth, argument-free passage of that either among the Democrats.
I think that's a very, very good point. And in fact, at a House Budget Committee yesterday, the ranking Republican member of the Budget Committee, in talking to Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner, and his name is Paul Ryan, said, look, expect a challenge on this budget bill, the 2010, with the big tax increases and the big spending again. And he said, expect it not just from Republicans, but expect it from some Democrats. And Tom, I think you make a good point when you say what we're seeing with the omnibus, the spending measure for this year, may seem to indicate that there's something to what Ryan is saying.
Well, Dick, we thank you for that analysis. And just one quick question. What's the mood like on the Hill? I mean, there was euphoria a month ago. Has it gotten sort of back into the winter crankiness again?
No, I don't think so. I mean, I think certainly looking at the president's State of the Union-like message and how jubilant Democrats were, and Republicans got a few laughs in it at a couple of points. I think there's a healthy dynamic. I think Democrats are still pleased with their majority. Look, this is just one bill. It's just been a couple of days. Let's watch how it shapes up over next week.